To be perfectly honest with you, Miss Audrey, I never took astrology serious until my friend Rollo told me how much you helped him. And I thought maybe you could do the same thing for me. You see, I'm in a rut, a deep rut.
Well, what do you do, Lamont?
I'm in commodities.
Oh. My brother-in-law is in the junk business, too. What do you want to do, Lamont?
Well, I was hoping I'd know more about that once I find out what my true personality is. Yeah, how do we go about finding that out?
Well, I need some specific information. Do you have a birth certificate I can look at?
No, I don't have a birth certificate, but I've got all the information written down here on this piece of paper. Okay. See, I copied it out of the family Bible.
Let's see. You were born September 27th, 1940.
Right.
That makes you a Libran. And your time of birth is 5:50 a.m., that means your rising sign is also Libra, making you a double Libran. This means that you should strive for harmony and equilibrium. Peace is the key word for you.
Peace and harmony, or peace of mind, or what?
All of that. I mean, you shouldn't even argue with anyone if you can help it. Not at all. You don't have to haggle a lot on your job, do you?
No, my problem is more at home with my father. I got the kind of father that would worry to smile off the face of Mona Lisa.
Well, you're going to have to find a way to be more agreeable with your father.
Yeah, I wish I knew how. My father's he's always arguing with everybody, and he's stubborn and contrary, and he's always calling me a dummy. Up until the time that I was 6 years old, I thought my name was Dummy Sanford. You see, Miss Audrey, my father's getting old, and the older he gets, the crankier he gets.
Well, you've got a serious problem. A serious problem. You're a double Libran. Libra is the scales, balance, harmony, equilibrium. If you're constantly arguing, you can't help but be in a rut. You're living in direct contradiction to yourself.
I am, huh?
Yes. You're never going to get your life together until you start establishing peace and harmony, especially in your home.
With my father?
With your father.
Lord, give me strength.
It's the real thing this time, ain't it, Doc? That's why I called the hospital.
Well, I got here as fast as I could.
You know, you look kind of young to be a doctor. You sure you're a doctor?
No, I'm in residence, but I will be a doctor in 6 months.
Well, I can't wait that long. You might as well go and finish examining since you're in my residence.
Where do you feel the pain?
All up and down, Doc. Feel like an elephant standing on top of me with them spiked golf shoes fixing to tee off. It's my heart, ain't it, Doc?
Mr. Sanford, relax. Your heart seems to be perfectly normal. In fact, I'd say that what you have is probably no more serious than the run-of-the-mill garden-variety gastritis. It's probably just something you ate. What did you have for lunch?
I didn't have no lunch, Doc. I was too sick to eat.
Did you have breakfast? What'd you have?
I had waffles and ham hocks and candied sweet potatoes and peach cobbler and collard greens.
Well, that's a very unusual breakfast, Mr. Sanford. Man your age should start off the day with something lighter.
Well, I do, but see, it was the last of the 8-day-old collard greens, and I had to get rid of them because they were smelling up the house.
8-day-old greens?
Collards.
Well, what you're suffering is severe gas pains and a bad case of indigestion.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Doc? I mean, you know, like some doctors won't tell a patient how bad off they are. And then, because they don't want to scare him. And then next thing you know, you go to sleep and wake up dead.
All you have is a very bad stomachache. Now, it should clear up by tomorrow, and you'll be your old self again.
Thanks a lot. Look, just come here a minute, Doc.
Yep.
Would you like a glass of Ripple before you go?
Ripple? What's that?
What's that? Oh, if you got to ask a question, you couldn't be one of us. I just thought maybe, you know, you might be trying to pass.
Hey,
Hey, what's that ambulance going over there? Is there something wrong with my father?
Oh, nothing serious. I'm Dr. Stewart. You're Mr. Sanford's son?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he just has a very bad case of gas and acute indigestion.
Oh.
Seems he ate some 8-day-old collard greens for breakfast, and they didn't agree with him.
8-day-old collard greens wouldn't agree with Superman. I told him to get rid of them things. They had the whole house smelling like a pot liquor factory. And he ate them. That was stupid.
Well, look, in any case, he's really not in any mood to be chastised, so it might be a good idea to sort of just go easy on
him. Oh, don't worry. Look, there'll be no chastising. See, you got me at the right time. From here on in, there's going to be nothing but self-discipline in that house. Self-discipline and control. And I got the discipline to do it.
Oh, that's nice. Are you a Zen Buddhist?
No, I'm a double Libran Baptist.
Well, anyway, he should just stay off his feet for the next day or two, at least till the stomach problem clears up. All he probably needs is just one big belch.
Well, is there anything I should do for him?
Just stand back. Relax.
Hey, Pop, how you feeling?
I'm a little sick, son.
I know. I saw the doctor on the way in and he told me.
He did? What'd he tell you? It's bad, eh?
Oh, no. Why do you say that?
Why are you smiling at me like Bela Lugosi or something like that?
Well, can I smile at my own father?
Well, why are you starting today? It's serious, ain't it?
Look, Pop, if there was anything seriously wrong with you, now you'd know I'd tell you.
Sure you would. Just see me suffer.
I don't want to see you suffer. You're my father, and I love you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. If you did, you'd have sympathy pains.
You mean to tell me you want me to be sick just because you're sick?
Yeah. I don't want to suffer you all by myself. A family that's sick together sticks together.
You know, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Pop. And I'm not going to stand up here and...
There you go again. Look like Dracula.
I'm going to go upstairs and put some fresh linen on your bed, Pop.
For what? I just changed it a week ago.
You'll rest better with fresh linen. And as long as I'm going up there, I'll take the TV set. Might as well be entertained while you recuperate.
Yeah, be entertained while I spend my last days on Earth. If I die, I hope it's in the middle of a commercial.
You're talking ridiculous, Pop.
Who is it?
It's me, Frank Grady.
Now let yourself in, Grady. Door's open.
I just thought I'd stop by since I was passing this way to check you out. Just a good googly-woo. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You look like you half dead.
I'm a little sick, Grady. That's why I had the doctor come here a little while ago.
What did he say was wrong with you?
He said too much to me. But he talked to Lamont out in the yard, and I'm sure he told Lamont the truth. That's why he came in here acting weird, and he tried to be nice to me. I think it's the big one this time, Grady. I think the big one is sneaking up on me.
Well, I hope not, Fred. You're one of the few live friends I got left. Wardell Jackson died last week.
Oh, no. What was wrong with him?
I don't know. He just dropped dead at the bar. Hadn't been drinking but an hour. And he was only 64, younger than you.
Yeah, I guess I'm living on bar time. And Lamont knows it, too. See, you can tell when your kids start treating you nice like that. No, where he's at now?
Out buying a black suit?
No, Grady. He's upstairs making up the bed so I can go up there and get some rest. And Grady, I know if I go up them stairs, I ain't coming back down no more.
Oh, they'll have to bring you down for the funeral, Fred.
No, dummy, I'm talking about alive. And besides, what are you doing talking to me like that if I'm a friend of yours?
I'm sorry, Fred. I wasn't thinking. Say, where did you say the pain was?
All around in here.
You don't have a bad stiffness in your back, do you?
Yeah, right between my shoulder blades. Why, Grady? What's that mean?
You got the same symptoms my cousin Charles had.
What did he take for
his last breath? They found him laying out in the bed just like that. Couldn't even get his socks off.
Hey, Pop, your bed is ready.
This is it, Grady. I'm gonna walk this last mile, Grady. It's the only other time I was rehearsing for this time, because this is the big one. Next stop, heaven. At least I hope it's heaven. Because if it ain't, it'll be a long way back walking down that other way.
Bye-bye.
Pop, how you feel this morning?
It's so-so, son. It's so-so. And that radio ain't helping now.
What's the matter? Doesn't it work?
Yeah, it works too good. Hey, see if you can figure this out for me.
98.6.
Is that good or bad?
That's normal. 98.6 is the ideal temperature for your body to be.
For what?
For living.
Oh, that's my mouth in 98.6. What about the rest of me?
Look, Pop, I didn't come in here to argue with you or get you upset. I wanted to know if you were comfortable, and I wanted to find out what you want for breakfast.
Oh, I don't think I'm taking a chance on putting nothing on my stomach yet.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that? Don't tell me that's a Bible.
What do you think it is? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just that I ain't never seen you that close to one before.
I ain't never felt this close to the one that wrote it before.
Say, Pop, on those some pictures when you was a lot younger?
Yeah, you know, I just got the urge to look at them. A lot of pictures in here of my mother. You know, some of these pictures in here over 30 years old? I sure miss your mama, son.
Yeah, reminiscing can be nice. It's sort of like watching your life flash before your very own eyes, isn't it?
Why'd you say that?
What?
About watching my life flash before my very eyes.
Oh, I didn't mean nothing by it. I was just making conversation, Pop. I didn't mean nothing by it.
Well, if you didn't mean nothing by it, then why'd you say it, dummy? Be my luck to spend my last days on earth with a dumb dummy. Listen, dummy, didn't you hear me call you a dummy? You too dumb to know how to get mad when I call you a dummy. Dummy.
I'm gonna see what that is, Pop.
And don't leave me,
I'll
no,
be
son.
Right back. I'm just going to see
don't you. Don't leave me.
Yeah, just a second. Just a second. Oh, hello, Aunt Esther. Come on in.
Hello, Lamont. I'm sorry to hear about your father. I ran into Grady Wilson, and he said that Fred had one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel.
Aunt Esther, the doctor was here and he checked Pop out. He'll be fine in a few days.
Then exactly what is wrong with him?
Well, he ate some 8-day-old collard greens and they didn't agree with him.
8-day-old collard greens wouldn't agree with Superman. Where is he, in the bathroom?
No, Aunt Esther, he's upstairs in the bedroom. You see, the doctor thought it would be a good idea if he stayed off his feet until he recuperates. Hey, why don't you come on up and visit with Pop?
I might as well. Maybe I'll pray for him. Lord knows he needs it. Lord, that heathen Fred Sampson, I just don't know. Lord, save him. I'm saved soon.
Hey, Pop, guess what?
The buzzes are circling over the house.
Nope. You got company.
Oh, no. The head buzzard is in the house.
Say, Pop, why don't you be nice?
Don't tell him nothing, Lamont. He's gonna have to pay for all his evilness and nastiness. Vengeance is mine. Save the Lord. What you reading, Fred?
I ain't reading nothing. I'm looking at pictures.
Is it one of them naked heathenish women magazines?
No, honest, it's a photo album. Pop's got some pictures in there that were taken before I was born. Hey, he's got some pictures of Mama in there, too.
Oh, are there any of me in there?
I got a few in here with the back of your head, thank goodness. Don't sit on the Bible now.
What you doing with a Bible, Fred?
Reading it.
Ain't it funny how even the worst of heathens try to get righteous when they think the Lord is about to tap them on the shoulder?
Listen, Esther, if I wasn't so sick, I would give you one of these across your ugly lips.
Who you calling ugly, sucker?
I'm calling you ugly. I could stick your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
You two, why don't you stop it, huh? What is going on? Why don't you
stop? I ain't did nothing. She started.
All right, then call a truce. I thought you said you wanted to look at those pictures on, Esther.
I do. Oh, there's Elizabeth. She was the prettiest child my mother had.
She was the only pretty child your mother had. Hey, Lamont, come here, son. See, this picture was taken the day you were born. We celebrated all that week. And the week after and the week before, look at us, all laid out there drunk.
You were the only one who was drunk, Fred Sam. You were so drunk they had to give you oxygen that evening to wake you up to let you know Lamont had been born.
You mean you didn't know I was born until that evening?
He couldn't have known. You wasn't born until the evening.
No, I wasn't.
Lamont, your memory is faulty. And besides, I should know I was there.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Now, why do you say I was born in the evening?
Because you were. It was almost 6 o'clock.
Let me see this Bible a minute. There. September 27th, 1940, 5:50 a.m. Now, that's the morning on, Esther.
Let me see that. That's Fred's old scribbling. Fred, you were so drunk you even wrote down the wrong time when Lamont was born.
Well, I got the right year and the right date in it. At 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
No, for a drunk, that's pretty good.
Then that means I wasn't born it. Wait a minute. I'll see you later, Pop. I gotta go see a lady about something really important.
Wait a minute, son.
I'll see you later, Pop.
Don't leave me, son. That's the way they do old Eskimos. They put them out on a big block of ice and let them float out into the sea until they freeze to death.
You gonna wish you had a block of ice where you going.
Oh, thanks a lot, Miss Rogers.
What's the matter?
Look, I know I don't have an appointment, but this is an emergency. Now, I found out that I was born at 5:50 p.m. and not a.m. Does that make a difference?
Oh, no.
I was afraid of that.
It's a wonder you haven't developed high blood pressure. Lamont, that means your rising sign is Aries.
It is?
Aries rising. Lamont, you're a born warrior.
I am?
A general.
Yeah.
A commander.
I like that.
You should decide on a course of action and then do it.
I will.
Be assertive.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone sway you or talk you out of your ideas.
Hey, you know, I feel better already just thinking about it. Miss Audrey, go
That's
ahead.
Not part of the service. Lamont, speaking of service.
Bill me, Mama.
Jive turkey.
Amen.
I'm so glad you all could make it.
Sister Smith, we wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Good, because we're going to need every available mouth to pray that heathenish Fred Sanford back into good health.
Amen.
And if that don't work, he's going to have one of the best barn voyages of all time.
Crazy.
In the bedroom, let's go. Glory, glory. For whosoever
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Help! Help! Behold your servant, friend Samson.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Lord, soften his heat in his heart.
Please.
And still his profane mouth. That he may better receive your blessings, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Let's all say amen.
Amen.
It's spread, oh Lord. We're trying to pray your father back into good health, we hope.
How do you feel, Father?
I don't feel too bad, son. And when you left, I stopped by the kitchen and finished off that potato salad.
Leftovers again, huh? That's it. Get out of that bed. Huh? Your gold bricking days is over, Pop. Now get out of that bed.
You wouldn't talk like that to a dying man, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't talk like that to a dying man.
And you're not dying. I'm not going to argue about it no more. Now, you got 5 minutes to get out of that bed and get down in that kitchen and fix supper. And two of them is already gone. Now, get out of that bed.
I'm getting out, son. Praise the Lord, sisters. We did.
And praise him. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him in the morning.
See you later, Pop. I'm going jogging in the park.
Wait a minute, son. Wait a minute. Come here. Did you go watch the NFL action?
No, man. I'm going jogging in the park.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Oh, hello, Alan. That's
hello, Lamont. Hello, Fred.
Wait. What's the matter, Jess? Are you crazy?
This is the Lord's Day, Fred Sanford.
No, it ain't. This is Sunday. This is the day I watch NFL action on TV. And let me tell you something. If you don't get out in front of my TV, gonna be some action in this front room.
You said if the Lord healed you, you'd walk the straight and narrow path. And it's time to take your first step.
Esther, because it's Sunday, I'm not gonna tell you where I'm putting my first step. But if you don't get out of here, I'm gonna show you.
You are a heathen, Fred Sanford. Old senile heathen. And if you won't come to the Lord, I'll bring the Lord to you. Whosoever will, let him come, let him come.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.